Well, let's go back to the Ponderosa Steakhouse in Portland and more of the Breakfast Club. Here is John Boggs.
Thank you, Jeff. I'm here with Mark Clemens, and what a great segue we have. Mark is operations manager of Community Fiber Solutions, a major sponsor of the Jay County Expo. I'm going to give him the opportunity to tell us a little bit what Community Fiber Solutions is going to do at the Expo. Then we're going to move on to talk about the United Way. Well, Mark?
Good morning, John. How are you?
Fine.
Hey, Jeffrey, I just wanted to mention, Vicki Tagg had mentioned to me that she would rather you not mention the weather if it's going to get down below freezing. She's quite upset at that.
Okay.
She's got a funny look on her face right now.
She'll just have to warm it up, that's all.
Well, thanks, John. Yeah, Community Fiber Solutions is a proud sponsor of Jay County Expo this year, and we're hoping to roll some of our services out at the Expo this year. We're going to be showcasing our video services and our Internet services out there this year. I'll have a big TV set up there, and we'll have some high-def channels on it, and we'll also be showing people what fiber looks like for Internet. So we're proud to be a sponsor of that this year, and we're really excited. And I've also sat on the Expo committee here for the last few years, and we're just really excited about this year's Expo.
Well, you know, for those folks who have not seen what the Internet's performs like on fiber optics, that's something to really behold.
It is. It's quite an experience. I tell people, and I won't tell anybody where I live, and I'm hoping that nobody can find me, but I have fiber at my house in order to test and watch some of the channels and do some of the testing. But I have 80 meg at my house.
Wow.
And the boys, when I have the boys over and they're sitting on the Xbox playing it, they really have a lot of fun with that. I've got it wide open, turned up right now, so people will be able to experience that at the Expo. I'll have a router, a wireless router there for everybody to use, and I'll also have a couple of computers set up at my booth for everybody to see what fiber optic internet looks like. So we're pretty excited about that.
Okay. Well, let's move on and talk about the United Way. You're the chair of United Way campaign for 2011. You know, before we went on the air, I asked you about this. What is the campaign year? When does the campaign start? When does it end? And, you know, it seems like United Way is a topic that people talk about most of the year, but I don't know when the campaign officially starts.
Sure. Well, this year we're going to get a little started, and I want everybody out there to know that I'm pretty happy right now because I've asked John Boggs to be my co-chair for next year's campaign, and John has graciously accepted, and I'm really excited about having John join our team. Join our cabinet, United Way, next year. But the campaign year usually runs from September to December. Sometimes we try to get a little started a little early, and then sometimes we have a little catch up at the end, and sometimes it doesn't get over until January or February. But usually we try to like to have it between September and December.
Okay, and I know the annual meeting is actually in about 2 weeks.
Yep.
Which will report on the finals of 2011, and then you get ready to kick it off. The United Way is really a diverse organization. I mean, in that you talk to individuals, you talk to manufacturing, you talk to retail, you talk to schools. What are some of the different divisions that you have for the United Way?
Well, the United Way has 10 divisions. We have 10 cabinets in our division that we try to break out Jay County in places like professional and industry and education and government. This year we're gonna combine a couple of those, so we're not worrying about hitting people twice and three times. But we're going to combine the restaurant with a small business division. The United Way helps over 20 organizations here in Jay County. I won't, you know, take up too much of your time to go through all those organizations, but places like the Boys Club, the community centers in Red Key and Pennville and West Jay, you know, the Food Harvest Bank. I don't know. I think we talked about this last time that at the food drive at the fairgrounds at Jay County, we feed somewhere around 700 families single month here in Jay County. Places like the Salvation Army, the homeless shelter. We help a lot of organizations here in Jay County be able to do what they do and help local Jay Countyans.
Let's talk a little bit about the organization. I know Jane Ann Runyon's executive director, and there's a board, and then there's a campaign cabinet put together. First off, let's recognize the people that did a lot of work this year.
Well, I just want everybody to know that the United Way is a charitable nonprofit organization. It's just a group of local volunteers supporting and building a stronger and healthier and more compassionate community. And it's all done through volunteerism. Jane Ann Runyon is a wonderful, wonderful person to head this up. She does an awesome job in the community and trying to keep us all on task of what we're doing there. But some of the people on the cabinet this year I'd definitely like to thank because they did an awesome job. The Denny family. The Denny family has been volunteering here in Jay County for a very long time. Both Cindy and Don do a wonderful job. Don was my co-chair last year and did an awesome job. Lorette Horn at the radio station, mm-hmm. that you know very well. She did an awesome job. Josh Gibson was at John Zay Center. He did an awesome job for us last year. Special thanks out to the education. Dr. Tim Long and Mr. Ford did a wonderful job of stepping up and making sure the schools were involved. They did an awesome job, and actually they met their goal and more. I think they were at 111% of their goal, so they did a really cool job last year. Rose Morgan and Cindy Denny headed up a cabinet, and they did an awesome job. Rose did a good job over in Dunkirk. Jerry Buzzell at the hospital, awesome job. Thank you very much, Jerry. The healthcare department came through very well this year. Mayor Randy Giesman, he headed up the government, and he did a wonderful job there. Good. Special thanks to Carl Ronald. Carl headed up the industry this year, and Carl always does a wonderful job with that. Really engaged, really involved with all the industries here in Jay County. Does a wonderful, wonderful job. Bill Bradley and Jody Scott, they partnered together again this year and for the service organizations, and they did an awesome job. Carl Walker, who did our agriculture this year, did a wonderful job. Thanks to Carl. John and Diane Coldren, awesome, awesome job. They do a great job with the service organizations also, and just a wonderful job they did this year. And, of course, I have to thank all the board members for United Way. I won't go through all their names, but the United Way board did just an awesome job this year helping us out with the campaign. Most thanks goes out to Jane Ann. Without Jane Ann, we just don't perform as a cohesive unit. We're kind of scattered all over the place, but Jane Ann does just a wonderful job of keeping us updated, keeping us to where we're at with our goals, and she just keeps us on task all year long.
That's great. That's great. I know the as I mentioned, the annual meeting is coming up, I believe, the 18th.
Yeah.
And that's 5:30 at the John Jay Center.
Yeah, we ask everybody in Jay County, if you're not doing anything, please feel free to join us. We'll be announcing some of our goals. We're going to be announcing some special events coming up next year that we're going to try to do. We're going to identify some of the people here in Jay County that really stepped up and helped us above and beyond this year. Mm-hmm. Some of the schools, like I said again, the schools this year did just an absolute wonderful job, and I want to thank each and every school in Jay County, each one of those schools, and I had a opportunity to partake in a couple of those events. They just do a wonderful job of getting the youth of Jay County to understand what the United Way does for Jay County citizens, and it all starts with our youth, and they just do a wonderful, wonderful job. So thank you out there to the schools.
You know, when I do this program, I have a lot of people on from charitable organizations, and we always talk about how giving this community is, and I don't know that there's a better example of what the United Way in Jay County does. When you look in terms of population base of the county, and the amount of money that's given, and you compare on a per capita basis to other communities, it's amazing how much this community gives.
It is. You know, we're a county of about 22,000 people, and we raised $184,000 for the United Way this year. That's a staggering number. I'm not a math major. I didn't go to college for math, but I think it's somewhere around $4 to $5 a person, which is just absolutely amazing.
You look at some adjacent counties, and their goals are $40,000, $50,000.
In looking back over the last 10 years here in Jay County, we tend to set our goal a whole lot higher than most of the counties around us, and that goes to just the people here in Jay County that are more than willing. And also, it gets us something to set for. Our goal this year was $202,000, which we were a little short of. We made 91% of that goal. But we intentionally set it that high to make everybody work a little harder, to everybody reach a little deeper. And let's be honest with you, the economy over the last couple of years has been a little low. So we're kind of in that recovery period. But that doesn't mean that we can't help those in the need of most. So I just want to thank Jay County and all of its citizens for helping us out with the United Way campaign this year. It was just truly awesome to be a part of.
Well, Mark, we really appreciate you being here. I'm looking forward to next year. I think it'll be a lot of fun, and hope that people out there will give a little bit more next year just because you got me involved.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it.
Jeffrey, back to you. We'll come back and talk a little bit about our Easter egg hunt coming up.